The singularity is coming. Or maybe not. I've been following the singularity as a concept and as a movement for quite some time. The singularity I'm referring to is sometimes called the technological singularity. What is it? Imagine a graph. And on that graph, it starts off almost horizontally, and that graph is showing technological advancement of the human species, if you will. And it starts off fairly shallow, but over time it starts to get higher as our technology increases and we start using tools. And of course, most people acknowledge that not only is our technology getting better, more efficient, more capable, but it's doing so at an accelerating rate. So our graph wouldn't be a straight line, it would be a curve getting higher and higher and at a greater and greater angle. Eventually, sometime in the future, it becomes almost vertical. That point is generally referred to as the technological singularity. It's a point at which future models, understanding the future, breaks down. What the singularity, or singularitarians, suggests to us is that after a certain point, we have no idea what the future will look like. It will be qualitatively completely different to anything we can comprehend. The general consensus seems to be that the break, the qualitative break with history, will come when intelligence greater than human appears on the scene. The smart money now seems to be not on augmenting human intelligence, but instead creating artificial intelligence, or AI. The problem is, AI is a tough problem. Creating an artificial intelligence is a very hard software problem. And it does seem to be a software problem. The hardware problem, if not already solved, will almost certainly be solved quite soon. The problem seems to be the software, the writing of the program that is the AI. The interesting prospect is that many singularitarians are working on the concept of a seed AI. That is, an AI that isn't particularly smart, but it's very good at least one thing. Programming. If we create an AI that is roughly human level intelligence, it can't do all the things we can do. We certainly wouldn't program it to do things such as sing or be jealous, things that are uniquely human. Why bother doing that? But if we create an AI that can, for example, be a programmer, then things get interesting. What if we get this AI to work on its own code, to rewrite its own program? Because an AI running on a computer would have many advantages over human programmers. Never needing to sleep, multiple copies of itself running at the same time, the ability to perform repetitive tasks such as modifying areas of code, testing them, remodifying them, testing them, and folding in any improvements into its own code so that it itself becomes smarter, thereby enabling it to be a better programmer so as to make better improvements. And this would build on itself potentially quite quickly, what's often referred to in singularitarian circles as a hard takeoff, an AI of roughly human intelligence rapidly becoming much, much smarter than humans. Of course, the scary prospect is, if an AI does that, if an AI rapidly improves its own intelligence so that it has an IQ of, say, 10,000, just to pluck a number out of the air, how would we as humans control such an AI? Obviously, it's just a brain in a box, but its ability to manipulate us, to outthink us, will be roughly equivalent to our ability to outthink a goldfish. How would we control such an entity? Such an AI's ability to convince us to let it out of the box could be quite strong indeed. And once it's out of the box, could we be sure that it would have our best interests at heart? The problem of making a friendly AI is one that is consuming many singularitarians and AI researchers. It's difficult to overstate the risk of building an AI that can improve itself. If things go right, we could end up with artificial intelligences with the ability to be creative and to invent things that can benefit all of humanity. If things go wrong, we're looking at the death or enslavement of all sentient life in the universe. I have a law, which I think I made up, but I may have stolen from someone else. But until I find out otherwise, I'm going to call it Skev's Singularity Law. And that is, if you've never been frightened by the prospect of the singularity, you don't understand the singularity. All of which makes a great backdrop to a script, don't you think?